This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Laura Winters. We have breaking news at this hour. The Wall Street Journal reporting the first group of hostages being held by Hamas for the past 7 weeks in Gaza have been released and are on the move en route back to Israel. This is a group of 13 women and children, we are told. Senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mark Regev, in an interview on CNN, saying Israel will not be commenting on the identities of this group until they are safely on Israeli soil. The hostages will be taken to area hospitals for physical and psychological treatment. A total of 50 hostages expected to be released over the next 4 days during this ceasefire. 190 hostages still left behind in Gaza. Members of the Red Cross expected to be able to enter Gaza and check on the hostages, but it's unclear if this will actually happen. Regev saying there's the possibility that for every day there's a ceasefire, another 10 hostages per day could be released. This deal, brokered by politicians in Qatar, 90 aid trucks so far have entered Gaza at the Rafah crossing today with food, water, and other medical supplies. Also, as a part of this agreement, 150 Palestinian prisoners will be released from Israeli jails.
And we said, what? What about Thanksgiving?
It's been a very rough Thanksgiving for folks in Kentucky who live in the vicinity where a train derailed and there was a chemical fire.
Well, I mean, it's scary. It's unpredictable. We don't know how long we're going to be here, what's going to happen. Our homes are empty. It's holidays. It just makes you want to cry.
Now, authorities in the Rockcastle County, Kentucky area claim there's no hazard now to people living there, and the evacuation order has been lifted, the cause of the derailment under investigation. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
To politics now, there's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket, USA's John Schaefer reports.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
If you're wondering how the first family spent Thanksgiving, well, the Biden family, including President Joe Biden, taking a swim in the very cold Atlantic Ocean off Nantucket. They call it their annual Biden family polar bear plunge. Actually, the entire island holding an annual turkey plunge. The president, his wife, their children, and grandchildren all posing on the beach wrapped in plush towels. The ocean was a brisk 50 degrees. To the box office now, it turns out folks aren't showing up in huge numbers this Thanksgiving. Disney's new movie Wish, bringing in just over $8 million and is expected to make about $37 million over the holiday weekend. It's not much compared to its $200 million budget. Ridley Scott's historical drama Napoleon isn't doing too well either. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and also cost about $200 million to make, but so far it's only earned around $7 million. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. DeRoy Murdoch joins us now, New York-based, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Happy Thanksgiving, DeRoy. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, let's talk about a topic here that conservatives in the Republican Party just seem to be goofing up, and you have written an op-ed on it that is right on point, and that is the GOP's incoherence on abortion is electoral poison, and this is really handing a huge wedge issue to the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats are failing on every issue with the economy. Biden just celebrated his birthday. He's 81 years old, the oldest president in American history to be in the Oval Office. Every one of his policies have been a disaster for America, but you got to know, just like what they did in the most recent elections, is they're going to use the abortion issue as a wedge issue and somehow convince people that, Bidenomics is inconsequential, the fact that they're paying too much for everything, the fact that they're well beyond their means, living paycheck to paycheck, that doesn't matter. The most important thing is abortion, right?
No question. And the Democrats, agree with them or disagree with them. They have a message on this, which is abortion.
Yes.
Exclamation mark. That's it. They love abortion. Abortion's great. Please go out and have an abortion. It used to be, safe, legal, and rare. Now it's just abortion. That's their message. I don't like that message, but boy, is it effective. It fires up their base. It gets their people out to the polls. It definitely gets, single women and even some suburban women motivated, and they show up at the polls. Conversely, here is the Republican message on abortion. That's it. It's pathetic. There's no message. I'm not saying I like or dislike the message. If I knew what the message were, I could tell you whether I liked it or not. I don't know what the message is. For 49 years, when the whole issue was, do we keep or get rid of Roe v. Wade? The issue was, get rid of Roe v. Wade, let the federal government get out of it, let the 50 states decide, and some states will be pro-life, some will be pro-choice, and, let 50 flowers bloom. Well, guess what? Roe v. Wade got overturned. The states are deciding, and now you've got Republicans saying, no, let's have a ban, federal ban, bring it all back to Washington, let the U.S. Senate, the U.S. House make up their minds because they're more brilliant than people across the country. And so you've got talk of a federal ban. Tim Scott says he wants 15 weeks. Lindsey Graham wants, I think he wants 15 weeks, although he jumped in on this like literally about 5-6 weeks after Roe v. Wade got overturned. Some people are saying they want rape and incest exceptions. Some people don't want rape and incest exceptions. So it's just all over the place. It is complete incoherence. And it'd be one thing if this were a brand new issue like COVID. COVID came out of nowhere. Nobody saw that coming. And, you can agree or disagree with people's policies. But, we were kind of, floored by that. These guys have had literally almost half a century to sit down and figure out, okay, boys and girls, the day after Roe v. Wade gets overturned, which is what we want, here's what we're all going to say. And they had 49 years to figure this out, and they didn't. And they've subsequently had about 14, 15 months since the thing was overturned in June of last year, and they still don't have a message. And it is hurting the GOP. What these guys have got to do is sit down in a room, sit their butts down, and come up with a message, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, at least people say, all right, the Republicans at least have a message and can be coherent. Because right now there is no message. They're totally incoherent. And conversely, the Democrats know exactly what they feel about it, which is abortion. Right. And we're getting clocked as a consequence.
Exactly. Well, they're like the dog in the neighborhood that chases the car all the time. That's and it caught the car. And now what do I do?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, as I said in my piece, the dog's caught the car, and now it's got a searing tailpipe in its mouth, locked its lips are locked around this thing, and it can't disengage, and it doesn't know what to do. And meanwhile, it's inhaling carbon monoxide. Not a good situation. You know, I would say that the GOP ought to be talking about making adoption. Again, adoption as easy as possible. If women are told, look, you don't have to have the abortion, you can have the baby, we'll take care of it, pass along to some folks who want to have and raise the child, rear the child. That's one thing. I've spoken to some people who make the point that 40% of abortions take place among women who just can't afford to have the child. Can we figure out some way to make it more affordable to have a baby? I don't know if that is a tax situation or a subsidy situation or a charity situation, but maybe we ought to be thinking about that. Another aspect of this is if there is no pregnancy, there's nothing to abort, there's no moral crisis. Well, you know, if men want to get condoms, you walk in any Duane Reade or Walgreens, buy as many condoms as you want. If women want to buy non-abortifacient birth control pills, they can't just walk in and get them. They've got to go to the doctor and get prescriptions. Why can't you, as a woman, go in and get non-abortifacient birth control pills that don't kill the fetus, don't kill the embryo, don't kill the zygote, they don't kill anything. They just keep you from getting pregnant in the first place. And if you're not pregnant, there's nothing to abort. There's no baby. There's no future American. There are no cells, no anything. And that seems to me to be a much more morally desirable situation than having somebody get pregnant and then trying to figure out, well, do I keep the baby or do I kill the baby? And so, again, we can agree or disagree on this. I don't hear the Republicans discussing any of this stuff, which is pathetic. So I'm really, frankly, shocked, ashamed, and disgusted at the GOP and its total inability to grapple with this issue one way or the other, rather than just as typical thing what Republicans do. The Democrats walk in lockstep like North Korean soldiers, and the Republicans are all atomized individualists running off in, 535 different directions.
Well, that speaks to a lack of leadership, clearly, because and you and I have been talking about this for weeks, DeRoy, on every one of those issues. Number one, first of all, why are you trying to reinvent the wheel? That decision was already made by the Supreme Court. It's going back to the states.
Yeah.
When they bring it up and, whether it is whatever Republican candidate, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, anybody wants to pick, why do you want to pick it up? It's settled. The states are deciding it. Now the next phase is what do we do? And like you said, right now there are pregnancy centers. There are, Planned Parenthoods are closing at record numbers. Care centers that are pregnancy care centers that are helping women who can't afford, that are helping women, afford the cost of the delivery of the child, the care for the child, diapers, post-pregnancy, if they want to continue to raise that child, good on them. And there's pregnancy centers all across the country in record numbers offering those services, not only leading up to, but post-delivery and even with the adoption process. No question. What you touched on is absolutely key. We need to look at the whole adoption process. I mean, look what's going on, DeRoy. We got people going to Russia and China outside of the country to go, and they're paying $30,000-$50,000 a child because it's so much more difficult in our own country in order to process an adoption.
No question. Yeah, I know a couple. I live in Connecticut, and some years ago they hopped on a plane. They flew to Kazakhstan to adopt two boys. Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Now, how is it you live in Connecticut? You got to go all the way to Kazakhstan on the other side of the planet to a place they don't speak a language anything close to ours, and have to deal with the Kazakhstani legal system and Kazakhstani doctors and Kazakhstani social workers to adopt two little boys who apparently they turned out really well over here, so good for them. But why were they not able to go to Hartford or to Bridgeport or to Stanford or maybe, I don't know, go all the way to Boston if they had to?
Got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, along with DeRoy Murdoch, the Fox News contributor, Manhattan-based columnist. It's always good to have you with us, DeRoy. And I just want to kind of put a bow around what we talked about, and that is the messaging that the Republicans need to, as you say, I agree, they need to get into a room and decide, okay, what is our position on this? Because trying to negotiate on a debate stage a national issue like this is absurd, especially when it's already packaged up for them, a winning proposition to say, this has been settled already. The people have spoken. The Supreme Court has spoken. The individual states, you want choice? You got 50 states right now that are going to give you choice. What more do you want, right?
Yeah, you said this issue was handed to them. This is, I disagree with you a little bit. They begged for this issue. You know, the GOP for, again, 49 years have been saying, you know, get rid of Roe v. Wade, let the 50 states decide, let 50 laboratories of democracy operate. This is what they argued for. This has been in the GOP platform since at least 1980, if not maybe 1976, who knows, 72 for, well, I guess not 72, was not really an issue until 73. So, yeah, it's been there for, you know, 40-odd years. So this is what they wanted, and now they finally got what they wanted, and they don't know what to do next, which is really quite astonishing. You know, I'm just thinking out loud here. You know, a lot of abortions, there are people, women, wealthy women and affluent women who have them, and a lot of them, unfortunately, are younger, poor women who are low income. Right. You know, is there a Medicaid approach to this? Should Medicaid help pay for adoption? I don't know. Medicaid adoption vouchers. Again, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm throwing stuff on the wall. Who knows if it sticks or not. But, you know, this kind of brainstorming should be happening on this issue. I don't see anything like this. And, you know, I just hear either a total gibberish or, okay, let's let Washington decide all over again, which, as you say, the Supreme Court already decided this. So my guess is if, you know, somehow they managed to get a federal abortion ban through the House and the Senate, which I think is entirely unlikely, my guess is the Supreme Court will throw it out based on the thinking that just went through the Dobbs decision from June of 2022. So that seems to me like a complete total waste of time.
Right. Well, and I think Nikki Haley did the numbers, too. She's down on the debate stage a couple of times. Said, let's deal with reality here. We're not going to get 60 senators to reverse this. So, you know, let's.
Not yet, anyway.
She's trying to find a compromise. And again, why are you trying to revive something that you solved? Let's go to the next level. You're exactly right. And truly offer, you know, some counseling and some support of, you know, of women and these young families and how to do it. And I think, you know, adoption is just one of the many positive solutions. Again, you know, if you're choosing life, you're going to come up with life resolutions. If you choose death, you're going to have death resolutions.
And speaking of death, you know, I'm amazed that the GOP did nothing with this. There was I give Kevin McCarthy, when he was Speaker, great credit for this. He had a vote on the House floor right after he came in, and it was basically a bill that said if you are a fetus and somehow you survive abortion, that happens not often, but sometimes that happens. If the fetus survives abortion, the doctor will be required to provide life-affirming care, whether it's oxygen or saline drip or just put a blanket on it or whatever, put it in an incubator. And the vote was unanimous among Republicans. Henry Cuellar, a Democrat of Texas, voted yes. And every single solitary other Democrat House member, their message to the baby was drop dead. They said if the baby happens to survive abortion, the doctor should be under no requirement to keep it alive. Just put it on the shelf and let the thing die. That's where this, we're not talking about first trimester or first 16 weeks or whatever. We're talking about a full baby popping out, you know, surviving an abortion and being able to survive. And there, the Democrats' message is even once it's outside the woman's body, it's now not part of, you know, my body, my choice. It's now got its own body, and the choice of those Democrats, all but one Democrat in the U.S. House, was let it die. That's where the Democrats are. Now, my question is, why was the GOP totally incapable of taking that vote and tarring the Democrats as the extremists on abortion, which they are? Instead, the Democrats say, oh, you Republicans are extremists, and their response is, again, this, rather than, excuse me, you people are the ones who voted let babies die if they happen to survive abortions, which sometimes happens. They did nothing with that vote as far as I could see, and it happened, got voted on, it passed, got forgotten, and was not used you know, as a weapon in any of these big debates that went through before the midterm or the off-year elections a couple Tuesdays ago.
Well, the time is running out, DeRoy. They will lose seats if they don't get this squared away. And what we need for the 2024 election is such a fabulous, incredible mandate for the next Congress to come in and, dare I say, even have a supermajority if we're going to clean up this government. We're going to need the full force of, you know, people with reasonable values to get this country back on track. And it's clear the Democratic Party, the party of death, is not interested in getting this country back on track on a constitutional Republican plane,
That's true, and not just on abortion, but on every issue. I mean, you look at our border. This been blasted. I put in quotes our quote unquote border, which has been blasted open. The massive spending, the endless mandates, and everything from gas stoves to electric vehicles, the regulations on the economy. This you know, let's be nice to dictators policy with China, Iran, and Russia. Look how look where that's gotten us. So you know, I would hate to see just on the basis or as a result of GOP incompetence on putting together a solid message on abortion that the GOP doesn't take over, the Democrats either remain with as much power as they have now, or God forbid, win the White House, the Senate, and the House, and this entire country is just going to go right down the drain on just about every issue you can think of. And by the way, they're probably going to continue their weaponization of the justice system, continue their two-track justice system, and all that will be done at the expense of you, me, and our listeners.
Exactly. DeRoy, what did you make, speaking of China, corporate America giving a standing ovation to President Xi? I mean, here's corporate America complaining that, you know, the Chinese are stealing their intellectual property, cheating them out of, you know, revenue and income and all this stuff. And, here President Xi comes to town and they all stand up and, oh yeah, by the way, this is the same country responsible for releasing the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, again, this just, to your exact point, shows that the Chinese Communist Party has paid zero price for either, I don't think deliberate, but probably an accidental or maybe, shall we say, negligent release of the CCP virus out of the Wuhan laboratory back about, almost exactly 4 years ago, it'd be November of 2019. And, you know, here it is 4 years later. I'm walking around New York City and on planes and see people wearing masks, you know, almost 4 years after this thing got started. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese never apologized for this. They never took responsibility for this. They never even just explained what happened. I don't expect the Chinese ever to apologize. You know, I would settle for them saying, okay, we're not going to say we're sorry, but we're going to give you two pieces of paper. One is a timeline as to what happened. And the other is, you know, just like a fact sheet. And just give us those two pieces of paper. Don't apologize. Just explain what took place. And just say, yeah, we did it. Don't even say you're sorry. Just admit you did it. And we will at least be able to put that in the history books, and we'll know for a fact what happened. They won't even do that. The Chinese are still saying that the COVID-19 is a result of American military experiments. They're blaming it on us.
Yes,
so not only did they not take responsibility for what they did, I think probably accidentally, but they blame us for it. Well, and as a result, and despite that, as you say, Xi Jinping, the guy who was in charge at the time, comes to America, and rather than being shunned and ridiculed and greeted with hostility and derision, you know, they sweep the streets for him. They power wash the sidewalks. The place, you know, looks like Geneva for a few days. Joe Biden goes out there, doesn't ask him anything embarrassing or uncomfortable, and the captains of industry come in, and you know, I'll be polite, kiss his ring.
Mm-hmm. But Joe Biden did call him a dictator.
I will
say this. The question is whether or not it was deliberate. But what was deliberate was the cover-up.
Yes, correct. Absolutely right. You know, let's assume that the, you know, they just had sloppy standards and this thing got out of the laboratory. You know, this was a tremendous opportunity for the Chinese to say to the global community, hey, folks, we got a really bad accident here. We want the, you know, Secretary of Health or the head of the communicable disease policy, whatever, from every country to hop on planes, be in Wuhan within 24 hours, and we're all going to figure this thing out and you know, clamp this thing down. We could have known the death toll might have been a few thousand rather than millions.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Take care. All right, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving to you and our listeners.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
News update. We have breaking news at this hour. The Wall Street Journal reporting the first group of hostages being held by Hamas for the past 7 weeks in Gaza have been released and are on the move en route back to Israel. This is a group of 13 women and children, we are told. Senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mark Regev, in an interview on CNN, saying Israel will not be commenting on the identities of this group until they are safely on Israeli soil. The hostages will be taken to area hospitals for physical and psychological treatment. A total of 50 hostages expected to be released over the next 4 days during this ceasefire. 190 hostages still left behind in Gaza. Members of the Red Cross expected to be able to enter Gaza and check on the hostages, but it's unclear if this will actually happen. I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, hashtag Giving Tuesday falls on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving and serves as a reminder to spread kindness and give back to others. What better way to express gratitude and support than by making a difference in the lives of military families who have sacrificed so much for our country? Agreed? Well, Ken Fisher, the CEO of Fisher House Foundation, is here with us to emphasize the important role family plays in the recovery of our wounded, injured, and ill service members and vets, and explore ways to express our heartfelt gratitude to our nation's military heroes. With a philanthropic spirit and the leadership of a national nonprofit boasting 19 consecutive A-plus ratings on Charity Navigator, Ken is a recognized authority on charitable giving and veteran issues. Ken, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be back, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's, I appreciate this opportunity for us to, get up to date and for our audience. I'm sure most people have heard about the Fisher House Foundation, but, let's take a moment and remind them of all the great works that, the Fisher House Foundation does.
Okay, thank you. Let's start with the founding of Fisher House, which was back in 1990. By my late uncle, Zachary Fisher, when it was brought to his attention that this basic yet underappreciated need existed. Fisher House is now best known for its network that presently consists of 96 comfort homes around the world now. We're a global foundation where military and veteran families can stay free of charge for as long as their loved one's hospital stay dictates. To date, we've helped 455,000 guest families say $575 million worth of travel and lodging expenses. So it's been quite a journey.
Well, that is phenomenal, those kind of numbers there. And with the A-plus rating, it demonstrates, again, your heart and your commitment and that, you know, and what you do to fulfill and support vets who, you know, this is such a great gift to them, Ken. And we cannot thank you enough and, you know, for your uncle for starting this.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Bill, it's really, for me, it was, it started as a desire to continue a legacy, and it grew into a passion that I wasn't even prepared for. But I have learned so much through the years, not having served myself, and so many of us haven't. And I think that's where the disconnect comes, because, you know, we talk about the sacrifices that men and women and veterans have made in uniform. But very rarely do we talk about the people that are behind every one of these men and women, which are their families.
Exactly.
And these families make sacrifices and bear burdens that the average American will never understand, because so many of us didn't serve. And so you start with a day like Giving Tuesday, which actually began, it's been so long now I forgot, it began in 2012, you know, and what better way to think about the many blessings that we have, as divided as this nation is, and as many problems as we have, we are still blessed to be American.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And giving back, especially on a day like Giving Tuesday, is a great way to pay a debt that, quite honestly, we can never hope to repay in full. And, and I think it's a great way to start on a day like Giving Tuesday that happens just before the Christmas tsunami comes and just after Thanksgiving, when we remind ourselves how thankful we are and how many blessings that we have.
Well, Ken, let me say this. As a former Marine, we served, you know, out of honor, out of love for our country. And we also, you know, served people in and out of uniform. We serve the country, and though, you know, people in our country may not have worn a uniform, because roughly about 99% of the country has not worn a uniform, but we need, I mean, this is what the power of being united is all about. Everybody has a role to play, like the Fisher House. I mean, you're filling a need to people who did serve, and this is what really is what serving in the military is all about, or serving in our community. It's about service to our fellow human being, and that in and of itself, and I think your uncle understood this is what unites us and really holds that American dream together, doesn't it?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that, you know, that when you think about the sacrifices, you know, and the burdens that have been borne on our behalf by you, by your family, and by the other veterans and people that currently serve, you know, that so often, you know, we only really think about these men and women when, you know, when they're on the front pages, when they're forward deployed and they're out there. But we still have people that are out there that are forward deployed.
Exactly.
And even though the news moves from the front to the back pages, you know, we can't, this out of sight, out of mind concept just doesn't work when it comes to service and sacrifice. And so we understood that early on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become part of our DNA.
Exactly.
Don't be somebody that just sits back and says, yes, there's a problem. Be solution-driven. Be part of the solution. I think that would help this country in so many ways if we just remember, you know, why we are so blessed to live here.
Well, and Giving Tuesday does that as well, because, as we know, the old axiom, better to give than receive. And how many people are blessed, Ken, every year when they participate in Giving Tuesday? I know that they may start the day and think, okay, well, I've got to give today, but the aftermath, the afterglow, I could say, after participating in Giving Tuesday, it is very rewarding, and knowing that they did their part to preserve freedom for this country, because freedom always comes with a cost, doesn't it?
It sure does. Freedom is not free, and we know that, and and people like you are the living embodiment of that, because only you know what service and sacrifice really entails. And mm-hmm. so when you get down to the average American and, you know, the fact that so many of us did not serve, that there are ways to serve this nation, you know, exactly. in other ways. And so you take a day like Giving Tuesday as a starting point. And, you know, if it's nothing else, it's just the start. If it's just the first step, you know, in giving and entering the holiday season and, you know, at least doing something that is positive towards this nation before we start Christmas shopping and do all the other things. And then, you know, we tend to focus on family and mm-hmm. and rightfully so. But, you know, to remember that there are families that are making sacrifices and burdens that are only growing during the holiday season.
So how do we activate our listeners so they're involved in Giving Tuesday, Ken? What do they need to do?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, there's hashtag Giving Tuesday. You can go there. You can be part of the dialogue. You can discuss ways to give, be part of the conversation. That's a great first step. For us, it would be to go to fisherhouse.org and learn a little bit more about what we do. We're not just about lodging anymore. We have a program called Hero Miles. You can donate unused frequent flyer miles to us, and we in turn can buy tickets for family members to go back and forth, because so many times they're so far away from home during the holiday time that Hero Miles helps them go back and forth. We have a great partnership this year with United and with Delta, who will match the miles through the end of November. So that's one way. You're volunteering, whether it's with Fisher House or anybody, you know, mm-hmm. giving money is a wonderful thing, but giving time is so valuable. And it's so important to these men and women to know that people care enough to take time out of their day and volunteer and help them.
Well, Ken Fisher is strongly committed to serving our military community as he carries on his great uncle Zach's legacy as chairman and CEO of the Fisher House Foundation. As you can appreciate and understand, this is not only for service members and veterans, it's for their family members as well. The website, Ken, as we wrap things up, where they can go for more information?
Fisherhouse.org, Bill, is where they can go and learn a little bit more about us. But the most important thing is take advantage of Giving Tuesday as a first step towards doing something to repay a debt, as I said before, that could never hope to be repaid in full.
Kia America honors veterans by connecting highly trained former military technicians with meaningful new careers at Kia retailers through the Kia Veterans Technician Apprenticeship Program, VTAP. Launched earlier this year in partnership with Educational Resource Systems Incorporated, the program is a U.S. Department of Labor and GI Bill approved national apprenticeship. Kia VTAP provides master-level trained veteran technicians with career access to hundreds of participating Kia retailers nationwide. Eligible veterans may also elect to receive a substantial monthly GI Bill stipend during their 12-month apprenticeship. Greg Silvestri, Vice President, Service Operations.
Kia VTAP is delivering skilled and experienced military veterans to our retailers during this period of unprecedented record sales and growth. I'm inspired by the quality and tenacity of these veterans as we honor them and all military veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
For more information, visit KiaVets.com, sponsored by Kia America.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, you. The one on the couch you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez with you. We've got Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Happy day after. Happy Thanksgiving. And it's Black Friday and all that good stuff, huh?
All that good stuff. I'm still trying to wake up from eating too much turkey yesterday and maybe today, but we don't know for sure, you know.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is where we understand the term food coma. You know, you know, the mashed potatoes, stuffing, grandma's special recipe that only happens once a year, and you know that it only happens once a year, so you just cannot stop.
Right, you got to eat a year's worth right there, right? And you know, and Black Friday is sort of the shopping equivalent. We wouldn't want to miss those deals on 85-inch TVs, right?
Right, exactly. Well, it also helps you because you get a lot of steps in, and it makes more room for some pumpkin pie that awaits you in a cold turkey sandwich. So you're sitting there, you know, chasing down these deals, but you know at the end of the rainbow, cold turkey sandwiches, maybe a little bit of football, you know, and maybe there's a little bit of the leftover of grandma's special recipe, right?
Well, I hope there are a few potatoes left over, and I think, moving it just slightly out of the jovial and the comedic, it is an opportunity to continue to reflect on God's goodness to us as a country. Mm-hmm. And, you and I both know that holidays rooted in a Christian worldview have largely been co-opted by consumerism, right? I mean, it's less a time to be thankful for what you have and more a time to get more. But I do hope, you know, for your listeners today that there's an opportunity to continue to reflect, as we did on Thanksgiving yesterday, just on God's goodness and the many reasons we have to be thankful, even though we can look out at the news and the world and say it's a mess out there. But we trust in God's faithfulness and provision one day at a time, and we thank him for that.
Amen to that. You know, you think about our first national holiday, Adam. I don't know why I didn't think about this before, but America's first national holiday was Thanksgiving. And it was George Washington. And to your point, when he made his proclamation of Thanksgiving on October the 3rd of 1789, it was to thank God.
The focus was about the hand of God and the provision of God for his faithfulness, the one who answers prayers, the one whose hand was upon this great American experiment that had brought it to its point from, you know, the Mayflower Compact and all that the pilgrims had, you know, had endured. And here we are, what, 170 years later, roughly, and we realize, and George Washington realized the impact and could see, and I share this with people, and I say it was a revelation. By true revelation, I mean that it was like George Washington was allowed to see the glory of God and go into the throne room, and God deposited into his heart, and he was so touched by it. And what he wrote in that proclamation, boy, it's so uplifting. And I think for people of faith especially, we're reminded when we are, you know, touched and then remember, you know, the words of our first president and his gratitude, you know, of thanksgiving, you know, to God Almighty. Wow. It's like, you know, your whole appreciation for America and the privilege that we have to live in this country, to me, can't help but be heightened, regardless of all these other antithetical forces, because all these other things, 1619 Project and all this other stuff that's out there, that's all about the destruction of America. You know,
right.
All this that God had created and blessed this country with was about, you know, is life versus death. You know,
right.
It promoted the life of a country and the benefit of its citizens. I think it's so cool.
Well, and whatever issues America has, and, you know, you and I and your listeners, we all know that this is not a perfect place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like I can scan the other nations of the world and see anybody who's doing it better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
For those who don't like the idea of American exceptionalism, I say, okay, you know, who do you want to trade with? You know, do you really want to go live in China?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go to Cuba? Do you want to go to Venezuela? Do you want to go to Russia? Even Western Europe? No, I don't, because I think that we are still building upon and executing the foundation, or building upon the foundation and executing the vision of the founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, Thanksgiving also implies, does it not, a giver? You know, Thanksgiving doesn't make any sense. We don't say thank you to the air. You know, unless you're a hardcore pagan, I guess, maybe then you might. But, you know, we're recognizing what we have been given, what we have been gifted, even though I actually hate using gifted as a verb. It drives me a little bit crazy. And I think when I look at what ails our culture, Bill, boy, gratitude is a quiet discipline. And it doesn't draw attention to itself, but I think gratitude, that attitude and posture of thankfulness, it leads to contentment, and it defuses the victim mindset and the narcissism and the consumerism and the demandingness. I mean, it's just, you read the news, and it's just so much demandingness. Everybody's
right.
Demanding this or that, and to just sit back and say, thanks, God, for what you have given me. Thank you for your goodness. Help me to live in recognition of that today. And when I'm tempted to get cranky, and maybe it's little things, maybe it's big things, you know, let me remember your goodness and let go of that demanding spirit, because I just don't think anything good comes of it, Bill.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. And this is, you know, the dangers that we fall into when we begin to see things according to our own eyes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, this is why this proclamation, I read it, and it just is so inspirational and so timeless. And there are, whether it's words that are said, music, literary, you know, things that have been authored by people that were just so incredibly inspired. And this is, you know, and not even including the Bible, because you can consider the Bible, and you open any page of the Bible, and I don't know how you come away from that unless you're purposely stubborn. You know, just read anything, and you think, whew, wow, this is, you know,
This is incredible. But, you know, just this opening paragraph that George Washington wrote, he says, "Whereat it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness."
Wow. Wow, that's pretty profound, isn't it? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, man, that's just the start. I mean, it's a short reading, but boy, I tell you, you know, like you've heard me say, you know, in special times, whenever we get together as a nation and there's holidays, that we should read the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. Because whenever you read those documents as well, very profound, obviously, I mean, you have this sense that God's hand is upon these documents. And as you said, not that we're claiming perfection, but our founding fathers had the inspiration to say that we would aspire to a more perfect union. So that means that it's a constant vigilance and aspiration that we would all have as citizens of this great American experiment, blessed by God, to be able to enjoy liberties that what other nation on the planet has enjoyed the liberties that America has enjoyed, Adam?
Well, and what other nation on the planet has, in the DNA of its identity, really defined itself in that relationship to God and God's provision? I'm not a historian, but I don't think, I suppose you could quibble over all sorts of things. So I don't want to overreach here, but I think
Well, people might say, well, what about Israel? Yeah, what about Israel? I mean, sure. Israel, in fact, when I went to Israel, I think it was 6-7 years ago, I was disappointed because I went to Israel and I go, this is America in the Middle East. I mean, it's become secularized. Here you are, you're on the Holy Land, you're reminded constantly of God's provision, God's hand upon their very souls and spirit. I mean, here's where Jesus died, here's where He hung on the cross, here's the sepulcher that He was laid, that He rose out of 3 days later. All this historic reminders of God's provision, and they ignore it. And you know, President George Washington is reminding us, look at all these great things, these provisions that God, let's not forget that. Lest we forget that and become secularized and somehow think in our own arrogance that all this was the doing of man.
Right. And that's always the temptation. And and I think that we see that clarion call in Scripture over and over and over again. Remember. And, you know, what's the tragedy of the Old Testament? The tragedy of the Old Testament is that Israel keeps forgetting.
Exactly.
And God keeps having to bring new leaders, new prophets, new voices to say, guys, we've lost track of it again. Mm-hmm. But God is faithful to do that, too, you know, to continue to draw us back. And I think about Jeremiah's words in Lamentation 3, you know, His faithfulness is new every morning.
Every morning.
Amen. Even if we do feel as if we have maybe we've lost the scent a little bit, it's time to remember. And I think that Thanksgiving offers us that sort of hardwired, built-in opportunity.
And it opens up a glorious season for us all, Adam Holtz, as it leads us to the birth of our Lord and Savior. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. God bless you to you and your family, and happy holidays. Take care.
Happy holidays to you, too, though.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? right? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.